to Those Two Girls Catch Up.
You're on like Donkey Kong.
All right. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, mornings are busy.
Welcome to podcast number 3 of Those Two Girls.
Well, hang on. This was the OG.
Well, this was the OG
pod.
Pod crew.
And I love how you're all jumping on board, all three, because I know you are.
Are you talking about us in this room, or are you talking about listeners to this one?
No, I know, because people are like, yay, more. Like, just the beautiful, loyal people.
Is that your enthusiasm as well?
Yay, more.
More listening opportunities.
That's like us. We say, yay, more.
Isn't it crazy?
Number 4 podcast going to be?
Yeah. Well, actually, we do have the idea
already, don't we?
Oh, yeah. You know what? We made reference to the fact that we've created another podcast baby, and yeah. I'm just going to put my hand up and say my perineum's torn. It's too much. It's a lot. We're loving it.
She's on a grade 3 tear.
I'm requiring stitches, and I'm going to need a little time to heal.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
There's going to be no action before the 6-week checkup. Okay.
Do you know, after I'd given birth to my second daughter, while I was having a few little stitches put in.
Jace is looking at the carpet.
All right. The obstetrician. I know that we've got three podcasts,
but I don't want the first original one to go to shit.
While she was stitching me,
and she was another one in the practice, wasn't my
stitching
the one
time saves nine. That's what she said to you.
Have you never heard that?
A stitch in time saves nine. It's a very old.
It means be good. Like, if you do things well the first time, it doesn't come undone.
Right.
Right. So it's actually, yeah. Anyway.
It's not what doctors say.
No,
what do you call it? It's a sewing circle phrase.
I don't know. So while she's literally like putting the needle and thread down there, she said, oh, you'll have to come back and try for a boy.
Oh, what a rude cow.
Right. And I was like, you know what? I've just like finished birthing my placenta. Can you back up a little bit? But yeah, rude.
And focus on the job at hand.
Yeah.
Don't give me your
Also, I'm perfectly happy having 2 girls. In fact, if I had 7 girls,
outrageous.
I wouldn't be going back just to
what
try for a different
What does it feel like
gender.
To get stitches down there?
Oh, wow. That's a weird flex. You bitch.
Sarah, I'm not trying.
Turning my mic off.
I'm not trying to point.
What does it feel like?
Must be nice not to need stitches after childbirth.
I'm genuinely asking.
Well, you don't know. This is a weird flex again because my kids were like 7 pounds and I needed stitches. Please birthed rhinoceros children and didn't need a stitch. All right.
It was just, I recall hearing the galloping.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I didn't feel it.
Well, no, that's why I asked.
I only needed a couple. I was there like two or three.
Weird flex.
It's all right. It's fine. And also, you don't even, well.
Well, no, it's all just.
It's all just part of it.
You're not feeling much down there.
Well, I don't mean people can't even feel when they poo down there.
Oh, Sarah, that's just.
I don't know if that happened. Apparently, everyone says it does during labor. Yes, I've got no clue.
Well, no, because it's just too much.
There's too much going on.
You wouldn't know.
Jace is looking shocked.
They scoop it up apparently very swiftly.
You would never know. There's a lot of modesty involved. That as you're welcoming a child into the world, you've defecated. You'd never know, Jace.
You would never know.
Great.
I remember my sister telling me this old wives, like, well, not old, that's the wrong turn of phrase, this.
Yeah, good. We'll get there.
Lucky it's a podcast. We've got all that. When it's those stories that, like, get passed around. Those family tales. No, no, not a family tale.
Rumors, like urban legends.
Yeah, urban myths. Thank you. We got there in the end. My sister told me this urban myth of a boy in her primary school who was telling everyone that when his mother gave birth to him, his father was so blown away by the whole experience, so blown away with his wife's ability to do what she did that he jumped on the table and they had sex again.
That's a lie.
Isn't that the biggest
That's
lie?
An absolute
ever.
Lie.
You know
what's
funny? I literally think my mind just turned off because I don't remember the story you just told. I literally remember nothing about the story.
Remember when Scotty had a mild stroke when we were working with him too? Is this what we
do? So did you just tune out? What were you thinking about then?
Were you thinking about sex?
Were you thinking about when that time comes for you?
Yeah, I think you actually just had some kind of self-protective mental episode
where you blocked our voices to protect yourself.
Well, the only bit I caught was something about a table.
Yeah, he jumped on the table because he was so taken by her. And I think
that's the only bit that I caught, like you jumping on a table.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have that effect on listeners.
I know it's been a long morning, Jase.
It doesn't bode well for me.
I think this whole conversation, I was like, oh, dude, not for you.
Shutting down in 3, 2.
Sometimes I see that same look in your eyes. Dane has that look, and I can tell he's not listening to me.
Yeah, Sarah knows the look when I'm not listening as well. And she'll even say, she's like, you're not listening right now. Okay, I'm just going to go.
Sometimes when I try and explain things to Wills about my job, it irritates me no end that he doesn't get it, but I just forget that we're in this bubble.
Right?
Right? So when he was asking me about the Sugar Rush podcast that came out yesterday, which is obviously the latest one with the sort of top 5 entertainment stories that we choose, and he said, so what's it about? And I said, well, you know, in the time it takes you to have a cuppa, we'll search for the top 5 entertainment news and then we put it through the filter of friendship. And he goes, what does that even mean? And then I could feel myself getting so snarky. And I was like, it means that Lise and I find the stories and then we put personal anecdotes in there and stories, dot, dot, dot. And then he goes, dot, dot, dot doesn't make it any clearer for me. And I was like, oh, my God. Just like inhale some more farm chemicals and then I'll explain things to you.
If you're not in the media bubble. So if you don't understand how everything works in the back end of
the production,
radio, production, everything like that, it's really hard to explain to someone that doesn't.
It really is. Even with like podcast rankings, I'd be like, oh my God. So the top 200 shows are listed and 40 is number 12. And again, he'll be like, so is that good? And you're like, oh God, yes, it's good. And it's all you can do not to be like.
You've got
and then I've got to realize,
mangoes.
That's okay. He doesn't.
And you've got the very
best mango is number one.
And then
Hedley Thomas is the number one mango.
Yeah.
Okay?
And we're number 12 mango. We're trying to get to number one.
And down the list.
There's room to 200. But we still are squishy.
In the Northern Territory,
and smelling sweet.
The South Burnett, Mareeba. Out of all of them. And then he'd be like, oh, right.
Well, there you go. Grab that. Send it to him.
Why don't you just buy a better mango tree?
I know.
And then you'll be number one. Okay.
But it is. It's funny because people are so curious about the job that we do, but you can't actually deep dive into it because as soon as you open that floodgate, you just end up speaking gibberish.
You sound like a wanker.
You just sound like a toss, 100%.
You've got to temper it.
Sarah asks me all the time
about
different podcasts and different shows and stuff like that. And to her, I think that she thinks that we just do the one and then that all the bits of that one are what I'm talking about when I'm talking about different podcasts stuff. But like, it's really hard for me to explain.
And
you get frustrated because you're like, you should just know this.
Yeah.
But when you're not in it.
You can't be like, I mean, you can't compare them because Headley's is a crime podcast. It's uncovering a problem. And then you've got Hamish and no one can compete with Hamish and Andy. They're the kings, you know? And then you've got, you know, the baby podcast where mothers really want to hear about baby. And then you've got us. And so it's a different... Nothing.
It's very difficult.
So really, if you're listening right now, you probably have zero idea about what we're
saying. No, I think the podcast... No, here's the thing.
Well, because
the people who subscribe to podcasts understand the medium. So they're not idiots.
Whereas Wills doesn't do podcasts. And I've said to him, you're missing out on this wonderful world of very niche information that you can choose
you
for yourself.
You can produce it for him. That's his idea of hell
because he has to listen to so much or read so much research that, and he's so focused, particularly at this time of year because they're about to start picking.
You know what? I've started seeing him in Coles and I'm excited.
I know. I'm excited too.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it offensive that I buy frozen mango
yes.
smoothies
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Well, not when it's not mango season, but when it's mango season, you buy them, you support the farmers.
Yeah, well, it's not mango season yet. I'm asking
And then you
cut them up and freeze. You know, you can freeze. I tell you what, this is the thing.
And you make your sorbet.
Yeah. And this is where Wills's mangoes are great. Okay, I'll give him a plug. So because he does R2E2 mangoes, which are the really big ones and they're firm, people can get a bit confused because they think they're like the Bowen mangoes or the Kensington Pride, which are very sort of squishy and juicy. But the R2s are
firm,
huge, and you get so much flesh off them. You can cube them easily. You can freeze them. Look for the blue Wills sticker. It's quality. I'll tell you that.
What's the best tasting mango?
Well, I'm
like
R2s.
A firm mango too.
I'm a Calypso, I think.
Oh. No, they're stringy, aren't they? The Calypsos, are they a little bit more fibrous?
No, they're just small. You just don't get much flesh off them.
No, they are small.
They are tasty. There's a
hybrid between something, Calypsos. I mean, R2s are a hybrid between a couple of things, but yeah. I mean, they all taste good. Some are juicier than others. Some are messier than others. But yeah, I think a ripe R2 is king. I am biased.
Can you bring the ultimate ripe R2 mango in for me?
Yeah. Next time Wills is home, I'll get him to bring a couple. They're really good. Mm. Yeah, really good.
We should get to the show.
He actually asked if I could give them a plug on air on the actual radio show, and I was like, I can't do that.
Do it. Let's do it tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We'll make a whole segment around it.
Just say the Wills mango tasting, and you teach us.
Do you know your R2s from your D2s?
Well, E2s. That's it, because most people say, like, R2D show.
Yeah.
No.
Star Wars robot.
Yeah. Anyway.
We'll do it on the May the 4th. That's when we'll do it.
Oh, when it's not mango season.
Tie them both in.
Good one.
Here's the show.
Oh, yeah, I got to get out of here.
I know. I'm trying to help
you. Thank you,
Lise. Help me help you.
I can't play the show until you stop.
Sorry.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little bit terrified. I think, firstly, I'm a bit worried about my daughter, my eldest daughter. I think she's becoming quite the...
Like you?
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm honest. Remember that time Mum made me call Police Link because there was a car parked awkwardly against the curb outside my house? And I had to give the Rego number, and Police Link were like, no, I'm sorry, we don't have any record of a missing car or a stolen vehicle.
Police Link. It had just. Not the triple zone.
It's just like
number,
a neighbourhood
it?
It's watch. The right.
You know what? It's a number set up for annoying people like Sarah to have something to do. Police Link, otherwise, it's just to
look,
satisfy.
Look, no, you know what? They really
lot.
Valued my call, okay? But no, it was a false alarm. It was somebody who just couldn't park properly. They left after 24 hours. But yesterday, I was in the car with my eldest daughter, and the car ahead of us had a blurred number plate. I didn't notice
it. How do you mean?
She did. We're driving, she's like, Mum, that number plate's blurred. And I said, yeah, I don't think I can see the letters and numbers. My youngest is in the back seat. Why is that a bad thing? And I said, well, you know, your rego numbers have got to be visible at all times so that people can identify your car.
How was it blurred? I've never seen such a thing.
Yeah, you just could not read the letters from a distance.
They've been damaged.
Yeah. Didn't know.
Wow. Just blurred.
Next thing. Sorry, I didn't get the back story.
How can metal be blurred?
Next minute, my girl has got my mobile phone and I see her holding it up, recording, all the while I'm having a conversation with my younger, saying what's actually illegal to have that. And I said, turn to my eldest, what are you doing? She said, I'm just recording this. As we approached, we could see it was just the design of the number plate. It was like a tropical number plate. The letters were white, but it really wasn't visible. And I said, oh, doll, it's fine. We just can't see them from a distance. And she said, oh, I was going to send that off to the police. That video file that I've just taken. I said, mate,
You're kind
Nana's,
of the worst.
Yeah, Nana's blood runs through you too, clearly.
She's going to be so much
like
fun
following
in year
the
12.
Law.
She's going to be a snitch.
She would be the bane of my existence in year 12, like, as you would have been.
Well, I've said we wouldn't have been friends back then. You were far too rebellious for me. Now you've tempered in your old age.
F-L-A-S-H-C-O-W. It's the Flash Cow. Bring in your milk. Call us up now. If you want milk.
I mean, what a perfect segue. Sarah was being a cow. Now it's time for now it's time for our very favourite calcium-filled radio competition of all time. Flash Cow, 13, 10, 60. First person to call wins themselves some sweet, sweet milk.
Whoa. That's right. Well, I mean, there's more to it than that, Lise.
Well, they have to get something right.
They do. I mean, we came up with this competition because the breakfast television shows give away oodles of cash and they have specific requirements like dressing as a bovine. And we can't do that on radio. So instead, we open the phone lines and we say 13 10 60 call and say, I wake up with those two girls.
Do not say good morning to us.
Don't be polite.
Just come straight out with those magic words. You've got to get it right.
And we're going to set you up with some milk. That's right.
A bottle of milk for
you. We've got $3 in our budget.
You sound
so excited. And we're going to give it to you. Well,
We've said before, it's the understated competition. Mm-hmm. It's the competition that sets you up for the day. Who doesn't need milk?
Everyone.
It can be, if you're intolerant, then you choose an almond milk.
You choose a rice milk.
Or a rice milk.
Choice is yours. We don't.
Jace, you didn't even know rice milk existed.
No, I didn't.
Until this morning.
I didn't realise there's so many other things out there you can milk.
I told you can milk just about anything, didn't I?
Well, yes, but that, you know, that was from Meet the Fockers when that line about you can milk anything
milk
with nipples, but there's rice doesn't have nipples and yet you can still milk it. You know, we're going to Jackson in Maxville.
I wake up with those two girls. All I do is win,
no matter what. Jackson, firstly, you sound like a full fat dairy kind of guy to me.
Oh, is that your prediction? Jackson, tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
See, I'm psychic.
He's
when
a
it
man
comes to milk.
Of many words, Jackson.
Jackson, why are you out and about at this hour of the morning?
I'm on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm a construction worker.
Hot.
Calm down, you old biddy. Settle down, cougar.
So, Jackson, are you excited to get this $3 land in your bank account to buy that full fat milk of your choice?
So excited.
Yeah, I can tell. I think you're going to go to the job site today and say, boys,
you tell those
you'll
boys.
Never believe what I've just won, aren't you?
I've woken up with those two girls and they won't really know what that means. And that works really well for you, Jackson, doesn't
it? You're going to be a real legend.
Wink, wink.
Well, we turned Flash Cow into
it's going really well.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Game of towns.
Yes, that's right. If you know your Australian geography, we're not just talking the big cities.
No.
We're going regional. We're going rural. We want you to call 13 10 60. We've got clues, cryptic clues.
They are cryptic. How many do we have today? Five. We need a number of callers on the line, 13 10 60 right now. We're going to call out the clues and then someone wins the glory.
I mean,
no
you
prize.
Could sound a little bit more excited.
No, I'm really excited could. Because I'm focused on the clues right now and I'm waiting for people to call.
Wow. So passive
if
aggressive.
I have ever
I'm not putting
to
in
hear...
any effort until I see those phone lines lighting up.
There's this thing in radio where you really need to sell what you're doing
well,
to people
it is.
To get them invested.
Do you know what it is? You know what people are lacking these days?
What?
General knowledge. If you sit who plays
so
Trivial
Pursuit?
She's
putting people down. This
really?
Is a way to
no,
really
no, hooking them
I,
in.
I am beckoning the people who think they know about the towns in Australia. All you need is one little, like a little droplet of information. Then you go, boom, I know the town.
That's right.
That's it.
Do you know I had my mum as my stand-in geography teacher in grade 8?
Oh, how annoying.
Okay. All right. She gave me a C. My own mother gave me a C, just passed.
Were you studying towns?
So that's, yes, Australia. That's why I'm not on the end of these calls. I just tell the clues.
I mean, sometimes Sarah comes up with clues so cryptic that they don't even make sense.
I've read through these today's clues and I think they're fair.
Guys, I think it's a dumb game. It's
too.
A dumb game for smart people and we need the smart people to call on 13 10 60.
I'm going to give you a 5-second timer to guess it.
Okay.
Because I think the game went
create
too long
some tension.
Last week.
Create some tension for us, Jess. I'm all about it. Let's go to Cassie in Newcastle. Good morning, Cass.
Good morning, guys.
Your first clue is seven apostles live near here.
Great Ocean Road.
I mean, you're on the money there, Cass, but it's going to...
That's
the road, not the town. Yeah. Stay on the line.
Okay, let's go to Stella in Wallen. Stella, morning.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Okay, Stella, here's your clue. Warning, there's a silent M in its name.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass.
Okay. So hopefully all the other people on the line, guys, are adding these clues up as they go. Let's now go to Laura in Lawton Vale. Laura, are you ready?
Yep.
You've heard the previous two clues. Here is your third. Yep. All aboard the right... What, Sarah? What did you write here?
Oh, sorry.
Did you
the
write?
Right,
sorry, hold, Laura.
Sorry, the right
okay,
side.
Okay, sorry, there was...
the word
okay,
missing,
wait,
Laura,
wait,
sorry.
Wait. All aboard the right side of the tracks to see a fairy.
Oh, I'm assuming it's a wind. Oh.
That's right. Okay, stay on the line, Laura.
Stay
on the line. Don't get crazy. Cassie in Newcastle.
We're back.
We're back to you.
Okay.
All right. Here's a celebrity who was born here. The Project co-host, Georgie Coghlan, grew up in this beach town.
Nah, I've got nothing.
Okay, stay. Stella. Stella, this is the last clue we have, and hopefully you get it. Okay, listen closely and fill in the blank.
Oh, God, okay.
It's not Warner Cow. It's Warner...
Kai.
No.
Sorry, Stella.
Yes,
okay. All
Stella.
Right, let's go to Laura. Laura, we're going to repeat that last clue. It's not Warner Cow, it's Warner...
Bull.
Yes!
Thank God.
Can we just go back to Stella saying Warner Kai? Like, is that... What is that?
It's panic.
It's panic.
What
it's
it
okay,
is when you're just not sure where to go.
And well
it's
done
a high
to
pressure game.
Well done to you, Laura, for filling in that blank correctly.
Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Well, funny you mention that, Jace, because often in the Catch Up podcast, we go on all kinds of topical tangents that take Lee's and my fancy. And recently, we had a deep dive into ghost stories and spiritual encounters in children. And it struck a nerve because we were inundated with messages from podcast listeners with their own ghost story. And we thought, we need to tell some of these on air. Who doesn't love a ghost story while it's still dark outside?
I do. So, Sarah, are you going to read out this morning's ghost story, which was sent in by one of our listeners, obviously?
Yes, a lady called Michelle, and she said, we had our own experience with our daughter when she was in prep.
Hold on, Sarah. He hasn't played the mood
music.
I was
waiting for her to start the story.
Sorry.
Like, so it all started on warm summer's evening.
Okay, play it now.
Not the gambler.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away and when
Guys,
to run.
Guys, you're ruining the mood.
Well, Michelle knew when to run, put it that way. Okay, we had our own experience with our daughter when she was in prep. She used to tell us that she had a few dark figures come visit her in her bedroom through the night. Her description was that she never saw their feet, never said they floated either, could just see faces that were dark shapes of people. I think by memory there were three, and they stood near the end of her bed. The odd thing was, she said they always had cooked chicken on a silver tray that they would hold out to her as though
Stop
they
it,
were
Chase.
Offering it to her. She said she always felt safe when they were there and felt they wouldn't hurt her. But often, you know, she was obviously scared and hid under the covers.
I mean, I'm scared of a Woolies truck. Guys, get back
My husband
mood.
And I said we thought it sounded like they were there to help protect her, and she always had a great appetite, so we thought it was amusing that they were bringing food for her in the middle of the night. Eventually, Ella said she didn't want them visiting her anymore. We knew the teacher aide in prep at the time was very spiritual and asked her to advise. So I had to stand in her room, thank the ghosts for keeping an eye on her in the night, but she was now starting to feel a little scared and asked if they could please leave while I sprinkled water from a cup into the corners of the room. She never had a visit again. We remember it every now and then, and her response is usually she remembers how weird it was and how hungry she is for chicken. I added that last line.
Sarah, yeah, you should have. I mean, you shouldn't have added that. That's not
I mean, if you've
add.
Got some ghosts, if you're a little kid with some ghosts offering you
Here's
some KFC,
thing.
I don't care.
Guys, that's,
I love
it's
it.
Not. This is a true thing. You know that my son, Max, had a ghost encounter of his son when he was just a toddler, and
yes.
I had to ask Arthur to leave. So this is a thing.
Oh, yes. My
it's
daughter, when
thing.
I change her nappy, she'd say, who's that? Coming up the stairs.
That's true. Sarah's
Who's
kid.
Who's that?
So
just
freaky.
Sing that to you.
Yep.
Yes.
What the
kids
hell?
Are go, so.
Who's that tapping at the window?
Yes. Kids are
like,
so freaky.
Oh my God, just lie down and let me put your pseudo creme on.
We did say this in the podcast, that because kids don't have blocks on their
That's
life,
right.
they tend to see more spirits.
Okay, so here's the thing. We want more of these. We know you want more of these. I'm going to try and tame Sarah and Jace because they wrecked the mood
if
for all of
you add a bit
us.
Of flavour into your story, I'm all about it.
Do you mean, like, don't make
do you mean
fun
like chicken
of it?
Seasoning flavour?
Sarah.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Guys, good news. Good news. Iconic Australian label R.M. Williams is back in Aussie hands. It's been bought back from the Louis Vuitton parent
yes,
company.
Yes, because it went to the Americans.
By mining tycoon Andrew Twiggy Forrest, who happened to have a cool 190 mil lying around and has brought it back to our fair shores.
I mean, good for him, because I read, Sarah, that the company was actually valued at 110 million. So he paid overs for it. But good for him. He wants to bring it back to the Australian people. It is our boot. It's made in Adelaide. It's creating jobs by the hundreds. Imagine having you and your wife.
You're right, Jase.
Because his wife, Lisa, is also heavily involved. Imagine that. Just like, let's buy the boot company. Let's buy the boot.
Well, look,
$190 million.
Be nice to be able to afford a pair of RMs.
Well, Jase, one day you will.
To this day, you keep working with us, Jason. Oh. I tell you,
you stick with us.
To this day, the most expensive pair of shoes I've ever bought were R.M. Williams, and I bought them 20 years ago.
Do you still wear them?
Only when I have to impress country people.
Which is how often
how
in
often
your day to day?
Basically when I go to the show.
I'll tell you though,
year.
Guys, Dano, two pairs of them. Both milestone presents. Mm. Okay, the first one was when he graduated from the Firefighter Academy. Okay, he got a black pair.
Nice.
And he uses them.
Yeah.
He uses them all the time. They're his dress shoe. They're beautiful. Second pair, I got him the brownies for his 40th.
Yeah, right.
They're the only shoes he wears. So, yes, it's an investment, but it's part of our...
They last forever,
it's part of our
though.
Fabric.
I mean,
they
this is it. I bought mine when I was 19, and I think by recollection they cost me $280.
No
so that was 20
way.
Years ago, yeah. right? But on a cost per wear basis, I mean, I flogged those. This was back in the
but
day
Sarah,
when you could go to the club and wear a pair of
You've gone to like 22 Eckers.
Okay. I really...
Since then.
22 Eckers. I mean, really, 10 bucks a wear. It's been perfect.
No, but the men's one, I think I paid... Dane, I hope you're not listening, although it's from our joint account. $550.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cheap, but it is part of the Australian fabric.
Can
yeah,
we
I
shout
mean,
out to Hugh Jackman in
okay,
the
oh, yes,
R.M. William
the
ad
other
as well?
Thing I heard. Guess how much Hugh Jackman got paid for that campaign where he's in the Nicky Nuna with his feet up on the desk.
Just in his boots. Yeah.
He did it
just
for
in
free.
His boots.
Did it for free because he's a good bloke.
No. Guess how much, guys?
Well, a lot.
$10 million.
That's all right, isn't it? He's worth it, though.
So he was 10
would
of
you?
The 190 million.
Okay, here's the big question. Sarah Wills.
Yes.
Would you get in the nud in a pair of R.M. Williams? Nothing revealed. Classy.
I mean, I've done that before.
Have you? As a seduction
for Will?
For the... Have you?
No, I haven't.
Rubbish. She's
but like,
yeah,
no,
yeah, shit, it was
oh
too
my
casual.
God, this
too.
Is it. This is a lived experience. This is a lived experience.
I can tell you, he didn't pay me $10 million.
Well, that's a shame. I married the wrong person.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, bye, guys.
Strangely turned on.
This is the Those Two Girls catch up. This is the Those Two Girls catch up.
Yes, hi. What did you say, Jase? You said do what?
No, I didn't say do anything. I said what was in the show today, but then we were listening to it with everyone, so I was like, oh, this is what was in the show today.
Yeah, look, it's the magic of editing. We just sit here with a 30-second break and then Jase puts the show in.
So I was just doing a post.
Why are we telling everyone that? That's a secret.
Why would we want to sit
everyone
through our
probably
own?
Knows. Do we
Why
think that
would
people
we
already know
want
that?
Honestly want to sit through our own radio show again
to get
when we've just
live air
done
checks?
It? No. I find it hard to listen back.
There's something about listening to your own voice.
I do. You know how there are some actors who say they can't watch their old movies back? And I kind of get that because occasionally if I hear... If I hear the show back, I'll just be like, oh.
I've got to be in the right mood. Sometimes I laugh and I laugh. And sometimes I look at other people driving the car beside me and I see them laughing and I just assume they're listening to us.
I hate.
Because I have a very healthy ego. And I think, you know, everyone deserves a bit of this.
That's so true because you will often be like, oh, I listened to the show back today and I was laughing so hard. I'm like, warrior.
Hey, you know what, Sarah? You've got to be your own. You've got to be your own cheerleader in this world. You do. So what? So what if people think we're full of ourselves? It's the truth.
She was very close to doing the sound then. You need to be your own cheerleader in this world. So what?
So what? There you go. Excuse me while I finish this post.
What post?
Well, I'm having an existential crisis, really, because I don't want to turn this into a downer because I know you've got to go. But
how can it be a downer when we've got music like this?
No, it doesn't. It needs sad music. It needs sad music and pensive music.
What is that?
Well, not that though, because that's comical sad. That's meme sad. That's zeitgeist sad.
What do you want? Like Cat's memory?
No. That's clown sad. Give me like proper pensive, mate.
I don't think I have any like sad.
Okay, then don't give me anything. I'll just tell you what I'm going to say. I was talking to Mum on the weekend. You know, Mum is heavily involved in our careers. You know, she is very interested. Mm-hmm. She's very invested, which is wonderful. And I'm so, so very lucky to have her support. Now, the problem is in the space of a month, we've released 3 podcasts and poor Mum cannot listen to one of them.
Yeah.
Jace, it's not funny.
I mean, some.
Because
some would say that's a blessing for your mother.
No, she doesn't see it that way.
I mean, I have thought, I mean, it. I don't want to bring this up, but it seems like when I talk to your mother, she understands me perfectly well. But I
think she doesn't in podcast form because she's tried again. So for those of you who
are... I think she's just pretending to be deaf so she doesn't have to listen to you.
Sarah, I was a support person when she got her cochlear. Don't... Guys, this is incredibly disrespectful. For those of you not up to speed, my mum is clinically deaf, okay? She's had a cochlear implant for the past how long? 5 years?
I don't know. You were the support person. You tell us.
Your story's not adding up right now.
But as much as she can hear people when she's in the same room as them, because she can also add her lip reading skills to the mix, so that sound is a lot more powerful. But to listen to an audio medium, so music she can't hear, and even like radio and, of course, podcasting falls into that same category. So she's tried again. She's put herself in a very quiet room in the house. She's turned it on and she said she just can't.
But there has to be something I'm like, because what deaf people can answer the phone. They've got those special phones that deaf people can use. So can't that be
on the hearing.
Similar with podcasts?
It depends on the hearing. Her hearing loss isn't about volume loss where you can amplify sound. That's not her type of hearing loss. If you're profoundly deaf, the receptors in your ear they're not alive to pick up any sound.
I've got a
solution. Which is why
so
she has
the TV was on in the background and she wasn't watching the screen. No good.
No, she has captions on the TV. She's had captions on the TV for like 15 years.
But without that,
cannot hear anything on the television.
But if she wasn't reading or watching, still nothing.
No, they can watch the TV with no sound. It makes no difference. She can't hear it.
What if?
So any second secondary sound, do you know what I mean? Not directly out of the horse's mouth.
Well, I'll tell you what we've got to do.
Well, we can't tell you right now what we've got to do.
I reckon you and I have the same idea, Sarah.
We've got to do a live 40
years. Yes!
For your mother to come along.
We'll do a live version of every podcast.
That's why we'll create a 40 event, is so your mum can come.
And other hearing impaired people, for that matter, who can't hear just by turning up a hearing aid volume. That's not how mum's hearing...
Yeah, well, it's interesting when you don't live with that and, you know, obviously I don't have any knowledge about deafness, but I would have just assumed that a cochlear implant means like tickety-boo, you're right to go.
No,
turn
because
that volume
cochlear,
up, it hooks straight into the brain.
The cochlear implant is basically a translator where your brain learns a new language and that language is sound. But you, it is. It blows your mind. So when mum first switched on her cochlear implant, so it took her, it can be incredibly overwhelming because they'll hear things like the rain and they'll be like, what the hell is that? Because they haven't heard. So in mum's case, she was.
So does it sound different to what it used to?
Correct.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because your mum did have hearing.
She lost her hearing in her late 30s. Yeah, mid to late 30s.
So then how does rain, can she articulate how rain sounds different when she was hearing versus now non-hearing?
So she can. So the brain is an amazing thing. We know that. So when she started hearing rain again, for her, it was very, very loud. It was like bam, 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 because she hadn't heard anything, right, in so long. So then the brain basically goes. So then she'd be like, what is that? We're like, mum, that's just the rain on the roof. She's like, Jesus Christ, that's loud. Yeah. And then the brain starts going, that is rain. And then you just, like everything, you acclimatize. I remember when the microwave went ding. Dad had set the timer, 1 minute was up, ding. Mum was like, she hadn't heard a microwave ding. So the brain can forget and relearn incredibly
so does the
quickly.
Brain
almost like a baby,
sounds.
Like a when baby. A baby
correct.
Hears sounds.
It's exactly like that. So how do babies start speaking English? It's complete gibberish, really. It's a sequence of sounds strung together. Yes. So the cochlear process is relearning that. And, of course, she had exceptional lip-reading skills, which helps.
Yes.
And because she'd heard in the past, the brain quickly snapped back into it.
Well,
it's,
and
it's
I mean, that's why
thing.
I've said it before, ages ago, but Lee's, because obviously this is audio, you can't see Lee's when she talks, but she is very...
aggressive.
Yes, aggressive. But
I'm only
gesture
aggressive.
Gesture heavy.
Yes.
Gesture heavy. You will really like widen your eyes, really use your mouth.
Yes, yes.
And that is all, I believe, remnants of you being with your mum.
Yeah.
So that she could easily understand you, see your tongue, see your teeth, see your hands.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Yeah,
it's a real...
Yeah, there were heaps of things like the wind. When she heard the wind, she didn't... she was like, I don't, what is that sound?
Well, that
it's constant.
Would be
because
annoying.
It's like, yeah. Like, we hear it, obviously, but
you only comment on it when it's a really big wind.
And you process it, but imagine having not heard wind for 25 years. It's an incredible, it requires incredible
resilience.
Was it that
long before she got the cochlear implant?
Well, 36, she's 65 in December.
Gosh,
so, yeah, it's 20 years, it would be 20, well, no, because she's had it for 5 years now, so let's say, roughly 15 years, but who knows what her hearing was at. I reckon she started losing it mid-30s, you know. It would have started declining.
So what was the condition?
It's a congenital condition for her, so it means she was born with the little hairs in your hearing canal or in your cochlear area. Those hairs that pick up sound were always destined to cark it in mum's at that age.
But she only knew, when her hearing started
It's
going.
Not hereditary. It's a congenital condition.
Yep.
No one knew that was going to happen.
Unreal that hairs pick up sound.
So those hairs,
body is absolutely
phenomenal,
real.
So when her hearing started going, and she was like, right, I'll just get a hearing aid, and then they did the test, and they were like, we're so sorry, no hearing aid will help you because you can turn the volume up
to max capacity.
If the hairs don't function, turning the volume up won't pick up the sound. It's their capacity to pick up noise that is dead. So no.
What if, I mean, your mum doesn't know sign language, but what if when we did a 40 event,
we should
actually had an interpreter?
Oh, one of those
there.
amazing Auslan guy.
That guy with the long
with
hair.
With the long hair who looks like Nickelback.
He looks like a rock
who does
star.
All the politics stuff. And he's actually signed rock concerts as well for hearing impaired people.
Should we do it?
I mean, I love the, mum's not, does has
but,
never
I mean,
needed
like,
Auslan, but. But I love the idea of it being inclusive because I think even remember when we did that amazing interview had I covered it off where your Instagram captions can be written for blind people. Remember that?
Yes.
And
so it's like There's a beach scene and a woman is sitting on a lounge chair in red and white swimmers with a straw hat while waves are crashing in the distance.
So that they can participate. It's that inclusivity. I would love to do that on our Instagram as well.
Why don't we do? I mean, you know, this is where the good stuff happens in this podcast. I mean, it was hypercolour shirts. It was dressing gowns.
Now it's inclusivity.
I mean, why don't we do? We've done it before. Why don't we do a 40 event by the end of the year?
Oh, Sarah, gosh. The pressure.
It's.
My God.
We know we've got two people in Brisbane straight away who would agree to do it.
But you need the episodes out first.
You need. We need.
But no, no, but these wouldn't feature people who've been in episodes.
I feel it should.
Yeah, I feel like it should feature people that have been in episodes.
Does your mum want to go to an event or not? Then she gets what she gets.
She has to listen to the podcast. That's what she, I need to transcribe every episode. Get me a steno machine.
I actually know a venue that would be awesome.
Do you? Which one is it, Jason?
I won't tell you.
Okay. Mic's off.
No, we'll talk after the podcast.
Oh, okay. I mean, look, we've always wanted to do a 40 event. I just don't know. Like, there's a lot happening, Sarah. And you know that
There's a lot happening. We've got a lot.
And you know what happens to my bowels when I start getting stressed? I'm sorry, everyone. It's true. No, but you know, like, you know, I start doing like nervous poos. Like.
What if you aim for like February next year?
But normally you also fart backstage before we go on. Like, your bowels are not a mystery to me.
I can't believe you just said that. You farted once too. Remember that time?
That was a shoe on the ground. That was my rubber sole.
Sure it was.
With the chair. It's true. Before our second event, we were backstage and all the waiters were getting glassware and Lee's looked so beautiful. So beautiful. She was just in this killer, like, skin tight dress and this amazing lipstick on and hair. And before the music played for us to go on, it was, Sarah, are you with me?
Are you with me?
And I just died.
And I'd never and done that.
And there was a waitress behind Lee's putting the glasses away. And we just saw her back just like freeze. She just stopped stacking.
And then we lost it.
It was the best icebreaker because by the time we walked out, we were already just like.
I didn't like push it out. I'm gonna dance by water with the Mexicans. That's
it. Drink some margaritas by swinging a blue light. That song is very special to me for a number of reasons.
Don't wreck it, Jay. Are you with me? Are you with
me? So, yeah, so when you bring up your bowels and how you get when you're nervous, I've lived that experience with you.
All I'm saying is I don't think I can handle on top of one show, three podcasts in the space of 5 weeks producing a sellout event because, let's face it, it'll sell.
I think
guys,
we could
back
do
to
it.
My February. Mantra. You've got to be your own cheerleader.
Aim for February.
No.
Yes. Back yes. to school.
No.
Oh, God.
People are dying to go out,
and they
at
might
the moment
die
and
again
going
if they contract coronavirus at our event. I don't want that on my hands.
How many people can we have in a facility now?
I think it's 100.
In a facility, you
seated.
Said it. Everyone's in hospital.
Seated. I think everyone has to be sitting.
Okay, we'll make them stand. How many?
No, you can't stand. You can't drink and stand. And you want people.
We're not drinking.
What?
We're not drinking.
No, we don't serve alcohol. That costs too much money. You get drunk at home before you come to our parties.
You load up. You pre-party. Okay.
You pretend you're 16 and you're on the West Coast coolers before you rock up to our.
Bring a kick
idea. Flasks sold at the door.
Oh my God! Everyone's going mad over some Kmart bag.
Oh, I know, with the goon holder in it.
Booze hounds. God.
I mean.
Yeah, put your cooler bar in there, Nancy. Yeah, I think we can do it.
Oh, my God, Sarah. It's gurgling in here.
I've
just
got
thinking.
A date in mind. November 26th.
Jace, can you produce it?
Thursday night, November 26th.
November 26th is the day before we finish.
That's the next morning
we have our last
God.
Show.
No, because then we've got a Christmas party
and then
to
we have
go
a Christmas
to
party to go to.
It'd be epic.
Oh, my God. I will be in a heap.
Not possible.
I've got to go, but I want you to think about that.
This is why it's not possible.
And I want people... to send us messages and say, yes, Sarah, brilliant idea. Do you want this for your mum? Do you want this for your mum?
We need to keep those for a social media post we're doing.
No, I'm not giving away my collagen tablets. I'm saying, Sarah, do you want this event for your mother?
Oh, I do want it for my mother, but I think this is.
You know who we get to sponsor it? Collagen.
26 days away.
The event.
Yep.
This proposed event.
Easy done. Easy done. Not a problem.
Need
a facility. 26. We put the tickets on sale.
Stop 36. Saying facility. It makes it sound like people are getting a bloody straitjacket at the door.
36 days. Can you put a 40
event? Can we pull an event together in 36 days?
Someone pass me a potty.
All right. I've got to get home to my children.
So you've just dropped that bomb.
Oh, don't say that, Liz. Don't say that when it comes to you.
I know. Seriously. It's just... Tickety-boo,
off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.